with the news-making cell phone video recorded by 31-year-old would-be passenger John Tyner at the San Diego airport when, confronting new invasive body scanners, he opted for the new hands-on pat-down procedures instead and learned they'd be going for his groin.
And if you'd like a private screening, we can make that available for you also.
We can do that out here, but if you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
When faced with the inevitability of junk touching, he balked again and was told his final option would be to leave the airport.
Okay, I don't understand how a sexual assault can be made a condition of my flying.
This is not considered a sexual assault.
It would be if you weren't the government.
Then he learned that leaving wasn't an option either. He had to submit to a pat-down or risk an $11,000 Transportation Safety Agency fine. He still declined. But his cell phone video, posted online, quickly went viral. Now several groups have called for a national opt-out day on November 24th, the year's single biggest travel day. Has the internet pushed America to the brink of a transportation rebellion? Mika Sifri is co-founder of the Personal Democracy Forum and TechPresident.com. He says opposition to the new scanners and pat-downs have made for some strange bedfellows.
We see groups from the right, like Congressman Ron Paul, groups like the ACLU, which is traditionally thought of as being more on the left, all talking about whether the TSA has gone too far, and a lot of bottom-up spontaneous activity that the internet is so great at fostering.
Now, the TSA has prided itself on being responsive to air travelers, especially via the internet.
Yeah, the TSA was one of the first federal government agencies to start blogging, and we have to give them some credit for really using the TSA blog as a place where air travelers could get answers to their questions and also could vent off some steam. What is curious about the way the TSA is responding right now, actually, for a couple of days, they shut off comments on their blog because they were getting so many negative ones, and they continue to make statements that seem pretty tone deaf. As I wrote in my blog post, people are worried about terrorism, to be sure, but they don't like to be molested sexually in public either.
Yeah, but as of Monday, the vast majority of Americans seem to be fine with these new scanners. A CBS poll found that 81% of people preferred the new X-ray scanners to the invasive pat-downs. So this looks like a great case to see what the ability of the internet is to move the masses. There seems to be a division.
As you know, it's all in how you phrase the question to get the kind of answer that might tilt one way or the other. Secondly, not every American has experienced what these new procedures are like. But that said, I have my doubts about whether all this online hustle and bustle over this issue, which is sincere, will really convert into civil disobedience. I don't think they're yet organized well enough to make anything change.
In your blog post, you cited Malcolm Gladwell's recent piece in The New Yorker in which he argues that the internet creates only weak ties, and that they aren't strong enough to sustain real activism. For instance, the civil rights movement couldn't have been fomented online because it required a far greater commitment than just clicking like on your computer.
Well, I think the mistake that Malcolm Gladwell made in his piece was arguing that this was an either-or choice between the strong bonds that were forged in movements like the civil rights movement and the weak ties that somebody has when they like something on Facebook. Yeah, but weak ties may lead to stronger ties. And so the unanswered question about this current wave of concern is whether all these scattered individuals who are linking up virtually will decide that they actually have to form real-life affinity groups to act in particular places at particular times. That's how weak ties can lead to stronger ties that can lead to real change. And we are in a very early moment. It could be that November 24th's opt-out day is a bust, but the fact is that this story isn't going away. The TSA seems to have no interest in backing down. They believe they need these new procedures. The other reason is that this is catnip to the media. I mean, what other story combines terrorism and sex? The cable shows and talk radio are going to be all over this for months.
But, Mika, it's very hard to test the power of the internet without factoring in the amplifying effect of the story crossing over to other media.
No one has ever argued that the internet enhances people's power all by itself. That said, it is worth noting that John Tyner did something courageous and unusual in videotaping his own experience and posting it online. And last I checked, it's been viewed 750,000 times. This is a great example of how the net empowers individuals to put an issue higher up on the agenda than political actors or political organizations might have done on their own.
Do you see something special in this TSA flap, something that we can learn from if we're interested in what the potential is for change online?
I think it's part of a continuing unfolding of what it means to live in an age where we're all hyper-networked. The part that interests me most about the rest of the story, which we don't know the end of yet, is whether some group of organizers will figure out how to convert this online anger over this issue into action on the ground that actually can snarl up the TSA's behavior and force the political system to respond.
Mika, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Brooke.
Mika Sifri is co-founder and editor of the Personal Democracy Forum and techpresident.com.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.